top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning, this is the morning news for today, Thursday, April 25th, 2024, in the headlines. A major landmark study to be published by The Lancet reveals that global immunization efforts have saved an estimated 154 million lives over the past half century.
Q95DA.com.
The International Cricket Council, ICC, announced Olympic legend Usain Bolt as an ambassador for the upcoming ICC Men's T20 World Cup set to take place in the West Indies and USA from June 1st to 29th for 2024.
Top of the hour news.
And on Wednesday, Germany announced its intention to resume collaboration with the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees.
Q95.
Details coming up next.
Right on Q.
A groundbreaking study soon to be published in The Lancet has revealed a significant milestone in global immunization efforts. An estimated 154 million lives saved over the past half century. Led by the World Health Organization, WHO, the study underscores the profound impact of vaccination on global health, particularly on infant mortality rates. The study highlights immunization as the most impactful health intervention in ensuring infant survival and long-term health. Of the saved lives, a staggering 101 million were infants, showcasing the pivotal role of vaccination in preventing childhood mortality. Notably, the measles vaccine emerged as the most influential, responsible for 60% of lives saved through immunization efforts. Over the past five decades, vaccination against 14 diseases have contributed to a 40% reduction in global infant mortality rates, with the African region experiencing over 50% fewer deaths. This success underscores the critical importance of vaccination programs in keeping citizens safe. World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus lauded vaccine as a monumental achievement in one public health, crediting them with eradicating smallpox and bringing humanity closer to eliminating polio. With ongoing research, investment, and collaboration, Dr. Tedros believes millions more lives can be saved in the next 50 years. Mona St. Louis, president of the Dominica Association in Barbados, has offered congratulations to Cecil Clark on the release of his second book, Dominica's Best Kept Secret, second edition. She praised the book as a valuable tool that amplifies Dominica's voice to the global community, highlighting its unique wonders. St. Louis emphasized the importance of literature in shaping global understanding and perception of Dominica.
The executive and members of the Dominica Association of Barbados, DAB, takes this opportunity to congratulate Mr. Clark, a very noble and well-accomplished son of the soil, on the accomplishment of his second publication of his coffee table book launch. Each time a book of writing makes its way into the world, a people, a community, or a nation is given a voice. Without good literature, all we have is an understanding and view of the world. Hence, when we capture a nation's history through the narrative of writing, photography, arts, and music, we capture in essence the birth of a nation. We capture a period where the most intimate and precious gift we can give, the gift of life. That gift, when it is acknowledged by the distinct
And of course, we do apologize as we are having some technical difficulties. Lewis also mentioned that while certain events are designed around educational content, there is a growing recognition of the power of art to stimulate public discussion on relevant issues and topics. Environmental Health Officer from the Environmental Health Department in the Ministry of Health, Kalma Louis, is urging vendors and bartenders to ensure their license and certifications are visible for inspection at the Jazz and Creole Festival scheduled for May 5th, 2024. Moving on, Lewis release reveals that a team of environmental health officers will be at Discover Dominica Authority's Jazz and Creole Festival to monitor the preparation, storage, sale of food to prevent, and will also monitor solid and liquid waste activities to minimize the risk of foodborne illnesses.
The Environmental Health Department of the Ministry of Health is again pleased to partner with the organizers of Jazz and Creole 2024 under the theme Creole Fusion to ensure a quality product and the ultimate success of this grand event. Our team of dedicated officers will be on location at Jazz and Creole 2024 to monitor the preparation, storage, and sale of food, as well as monitor both solid and liquid waste activities to prevent and minimize the risk of foodborne illnesses. Our monitoring activities will also include inspection of food stalls on the ground of the festival, as well as the executive refreshment areas. I would like to remind everyone that drinks are considered food by law, so that all requirements pertaining to food must apply. So we know the bartenders or the vendors like to think that because they are not dealing with food, prepared food, that they don't need to be certified as food handlers. You are dealing with food. Therefore, if you're dealing with drinks, you need to be certified as well.
And that was Environmental Health Officer from the Environmental Health Department in the Ministry of Health, Kalma Louis. The STEM Girls Club will be officially launched during a ceremony at the Maho Primary School. That's today, April 25th at 4:30 p.m. It is to be recognized by the International Telecommunications Union as Girls ICT Day. This year's theme for the Girls ICT Day celebrations is leadership, to underscore the critical need for strong female role models in science, technology, engineering, and math careers. The STEM Girls Clubs was established in the Maho constituency in 2023 to create and foster an ecosystem that nourishes the interest, talent, and intellectual capital of girls and women in the field of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, also known as STEM. The club provides an opportunity for girls to explore STEM careers and to identify education and training opportunities to address the structural barriers and gaps that have been identified in various research studies on gender equality and ICT.
On Thursday, May 25th, we will be having the official launch of the STEM Girls Group. And May 25th is International Girls in ICT Day, so we thought that would be a fitting day to have our official launch. The ceremony will take place at the Maho Primary School Auditorium at 4:30 p.m. And there we'll be formally inducting approximately 20 girls as members of STEM Girls Group. We'll have addresses from government officials, Honorable Shakira Lokas Hippolyte, who is the Minister of State in the Ministry responsible for the digital economy. We'll have the parliamentary representative for the Maho constituency, Honorable Laville. The feature address for that event will be by Mrs. Jessica Ricketts-Esprit, who is a young woman, an entrepreneur in the field of laboratory science technology. So we look forward to her story and her inspiration for our girls during that event. What we hope to see is that this group will bring about a change to the faces that we see involved in the technology and engineering industry in Dominica. So we hope in the future that we will see more women being in the forefront of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
And that was representative of the STEM Girls Club. The Board of Directors of Rebuild Dominica Inc. has unveiled a new initiative aimed at enhancing educational opportunities for Dominican youth. The organization has secured 2 scholarships for deserving Dominican high school students to attend the Piney Woods School, a prestigious boarding school located in the United States. These scholarships represent a significant opportunity for Dominican students seeking to broaden their horizons and pursue academic excellence abroad.
So at this moment, what we're online to do is to present the opportunity for 2 students in Dominica to study in high school in the U.S. at the Piney Woods School. The Piney Woods School is a prestigious boarding school that was founded in 1901 by African Americans, and the value of that tuition is about $30,000 to $40,000 a year for just the boarding. So they would live on the campus and have the opportunity every year to renew their scholarship until they graduate in the United States system and earn a high school diploma. Good grades. So we have the main prerequisite is a grade of B or better. And in regards to the application, it is available on our website at rebuilddominica.org. If you go to the website, you will be able to see it featured on the homepage, or you can search for scholarship and that will come up.
Rebuild Dominica President LaDana Young has urged prospective students to submit their applications by this coming weekend. Following this deadline, the organization will announce the 2 students chosen to receive this prestigious scholarship opportunity.
We are accepting applications through this weekend. So what we want to do is get as many students as possible to apply for this opportunity. And then we will be announcing which two students have the best essay. So in the application, there are 3 prompts. Basically 3 questions or 3 essays choices. The student is to choose one and do a 400-word well-written essay. So it's pretty simple. I know our students can do this. I know that it's going to be a great turnout. And we're just very thankful to have this opportunity to share this on air. So we're targeting the entire island. We don't want to exclude anyone, but it has to be a student that is based in Dominica, going to school in Dominica currently, and is either in their first year of high school or is about to enter high school. So there is some information on the application as regarding like age, and it is a PDF on our website. When you click the link, it opens up to the PDF. So what we're looking at is students that would be graduating either 2026, 2027, 2028, or 2029, male or female. As I mentioned, the 400 words essay. I would have to double check with the age. I believe that is around 14 to 15 years old. We encourage anyone that is interested or has more questions to write to us at info@rebuilddominica.org. That's our new email.
And that was Rebuild Dominica President LaDana Young. In other news, the International Cricket Council, ICC, has unveiled Usain Bolt, the Olympic icon, as the ambassador for the upcoming ICC Men's T20 World Cup, set to take place in the West Indies and United States of America from June 1st to 29th for 2024. The announcement made just a few weeks before the start of this highly anticipated cricket event heralds a momentous occasion aimed at igniting the passion of cricket among a new generation of fans. Bolt's global appeal, coupled with his extraordinary athletics achievements and ability to transcend boundaries, positions him perfectly for this landmark T20 World Cup. Bolt made history at the 2016 Olympic Games in Rio, clinching the triple-triple by securing 3 gold medals in the 3 consecutive Olympic Games. His journey to global stardom commenced at the 2008 Olympic Games in Beijing, where he claimed victory in the 100-meter, 200-meter, and 4x100-meter all in world record times. And Germany to resume funding for the United Nations Palestinian Refugee Agency amid accusations over attack on Israel. Germany announced its intention on Wednesday to resume collaboration with the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, said a reinstatement of financial support that had been suspended. This decision follows allegations by Israel accusing 12 United Nations Refugee Works Agency staff members of involvement in the Hamas-led attack on October 7th.
Germany plans to resume funding of the UN Palestinian Agency, UNRWA. That's according to a statement from the country's foreign and development ministries on Wednesday. Earlier this year, Israel accused hundreds of UNRWA staff of being military operatives in so-called terrorist groups in Gaza. A number of countries, including the US and Britain, then paused payments to UNRWA. A severe blow to the agency that provides education, health and aid to millions of Palestinians in Gaza, the West Bank, Jordan, Lebanon and Syria. But a new report released on Monday concluded that Israel had not provided enough evidence to back up its claims. The review was led by former French Minister Catherine Colonna, looking into UNRWA's ability to ensure neutrality.
Overall, the findings of the review are that UNRWA is in place a very significant number of mechanisms and procedures to ensure compliance with the humanitarian principle of neutrality.
A separate UN probe is also investigating Israel's accusation that 12 UNRWA staff took part in the Hamas-led October 7th attacks. Norway, which is a major donor to UNRWA, on Tuesday called on donors to resume funding, arguing that the donation cuts have put the population of Gaza at risk. 10 countries have resumed their donation following the review. The US, UK, Italy, the Netherlands, Austria and Lithuania have not yet done so. A UN spokesperson on Monday said UNRWA currently had only enough funding to pay for operations until June.
That's the morning news, and here's a recap of the headlines. A major landmark study to be published by The Lancet reveals that global immunization efforts have saved an estimated 154 million lives
only
over the past half century.
Big Station, Q95.
The International Cricket Council, ICC, announced Olympic legend Usain Bolt as an ambassador for the upcoming ICC Men's T20 World Cup, set to take place in the West Indies and United States from June 1st to 29th for 2024.
Q, top of the hour news.
And on Wednesday, April 24th, Germany announced its intention to resume collaboration with the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees.
.com. Right on, Q.
I've been your presenter for this environment.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station.